Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have the interview that I did up in Ototahi with Conway June, or Seaway, from Fat Freddy's Drop just before their first show on Friday in Ototahi. Currently touring New Zealand, Aotearoa, and then going wider to Europe. All right, here is the wonderful interview. Enjoy, everyone.
Kia ora. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, very good. Nice, relaxing day down here in Ototahi. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, first of all, how has the start of the tour been for Fat Freddy's?
It's been amazing. Honestly, it's good all really good energy. It's all been coming together really beautifully, really naturally. Obviously, there's been quite a seismic shift recently. It's been a beautiful tour so far. You know, we had Aussie about a month and a half ago, and that was a great place for us to kind of really settle on the stage in front of an audience.
But
last weekend in Wellies was just, that was magic. Actually all of those shows were amazing, but something last weekend just kind of, all of the puzzle pieces kind of clicked. And the energy on stage, the energy in the room, it was just all doing the right stuff.
Beautiful.
Yeah, which was choice.
That is freaking awesome. That's good to hear, because it must be quite different navigating this new space.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
100%. It definitely hasn't been easy. It's quite a journey for us to, to go through. Every night there's, there'll be something that might remind you of, a moment or a point in time, and we find ourselves getting called out occasionally, which is that's hard, but that's all part of the healing too, which is great. So it's healing for us, it's healing for the fans out there too, and just the fact that we're able to continue moving forward and just keep keep doing the thing. It's amazing. Yeah,
a lot of gratitude to you guys to come back together. That's pretty amazing. Now, more about you, Conway. What is your musical background? Because you've joined Fat Freddy's somewhat recently-ish. Yeah. So tell me about your musical history, I guess.
Cool. I started playing guitar from a really young age. I grew up in Te Wairarapa in Featherston. My guitar was I was obsessed. From a very young age. I was just like, that's what I want to do, that's what I want to be. So all throughout high school and everything, just, kept kind of following that sort of path. I actually ended up going to jazz school in Wellington, and a massive part of the reason I did that was because I knew that Freddy's had done that.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit, I'm going to do that. And so I, went to jazz school. I did the honours degree there. It was about 4.5 years. Met lots of amazing, musicians and like-minded individuals. Just created a group called Tunes of I. And we changed our name a few years back to Toy. We used to do heaps of touring all around the country. That was kind of where we all sort of cut our teeth, really. It was very grassroots. A big part of the reason why we did what we did was because, we saw that bands like Freddy's had kind of done that thing. So it was choice. We can hit that.
What kind of sound was Toy?
When we first started, very, very, classic sort of welly dub, soul, funk kind of stuff. And then that continued, went through a few kind of genre shifts and growth as you do. And we've kind of landed back into that soul sort of funk, dubby sort of realm, which is choice. That sort of era, that sort of time. I ended up actually meeting Dallas From Freddy's, when would it have been? Would have been like 2018, I reckon.
Yeah.
And actually started teaching his son guitar.
No way.
I was shaking my pants.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Cool.
And that's how we kind of.
Kia ora.
So that was pretty crazy.
Cool.
And that's how we kind of became friends. And then I got hit up to start doing shows, like as their substitute guitar player.
Right, yeah.
I mean, the usual guy couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I got the call up, like, almost 3 years ago to come in and, you know, full time. Yeah, been, you know, punching myself ever since. It's been a pretty wild ride.
Full circle moment.
Yeah.
From, like, because totally. I guess they must be one of your bigger inspirations. To, like,
100%.
Or, yeah, for jazz and school and stuff.
You know, and they... It's quite funny talking to them about that, you know. I grew up listening to your music, books, but like,
you're my idol. That's cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Do you have any other musical inspirations? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, from a very young age, my mum would play all sorts of incredible music. New Zealand music had a really, you know, she's always
so
really loved. Yeah, we are. And so, you know, I grew up with like Trinity Roots and Cell Dub and Black Seeds and Fiddy Muckle Black and all those kinds of artists at home. And then always, like, you know, UB40, If Wind and Fire, George Benson, Marcus Miller, all that kind of stuff too. And so there was quite a wide palette of musics, but yeah.
That is awesome. Now is New Zealand Music Month, Te Marama Puru o Aotearoa. Could you share with us a few of your favourite New Zealand artists or even songs?
Yeah, totally. Some faves that we have on high rotation at home. Definitely Troy Kingi.
And
Troy's just a lovely dude. Incredible, you know, the undertaking that he's taken on with these 10 albums in 10 years, that's pretty next level, mate.
Yeah.
And he hits every time, you know. It's like, damn, bro. You're very nice. There's Christoph El Truente, amazing. There's one song in particular that I really like, Pep the Conqueror. And I don't know if maybe it's like maybe it's Kid or something like that, but they're singing in Māori over the top of this thing. It's just super cute. And I'm like, I've got a little boy as well. And I was like, oh man, I can get my little bro on the track, you know, singing in Māori behind a dub tune. Like, come on, that's
dude.
And then, you know, just the classics too. Trinity Roots, Black Seed, Cell Dub, Quarter.
Good.
All that stuff that was like so much of my musical DNA.
Yeah.
That is so cool. We're very lucky.
We are. Yeah. Now, do you have any favourite songs or parts of songs that is your favourites to play for Fat Freddy's to perform?
Like in this current tour?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, it's actually just a treat to be able to play this album, you know?
Yeah.
Like, such a special important album to not only the band but also just fans and everything too, you know. It's just has kind of been the background of so many road trips and, you know, tours and parties and, you know, cleaning the house and,
you know, every occasion.
Totally. Favorites, I mean, every night when Ian starts with that piano part at the top of Ernie, that's just always like, that's pretty iconic, and just, that's quite a trippy feeling to, you know, kind of walk out on stage and then it all starts out, it's just super moody, and then the horns like lock in and the groove starts and the crowd just like loses it.
That's
a choice moment, and that's the top. I mean, we're playing big sets, you know. We're doing like a 2.5 hour set every night, so there's a lot of music in there.
Yeah,
that's probably only 10 songs, but
it's a long time.
But there's heaps of really beautiful moments. But I mean, also with Freddy's as well, you know, like so much of the back end of when we play live, so much of that back end of the songs is kind of open.
Yeah.
You know, so we have the opportunity and the potential to do something different every night, which is really where the musicality and the musicianship shines.
Do you ever get surprised by someone like
100%.
Coming in? Yeah, that's so cool. It's so natural.
Yeah, totally. That's great. Amazing. That's amazing. You know, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, it's like next level. You come off stage and you're all just like on cloud nine. That's crazy. But and sometimes it doesn't work as well, but it always works, you know, because everyone listens and everyone pays attention to what's going on. And everyone's such a that's heaps of fun.
That is so cool.
That's the real stuff there.
Is there anything that you try to bring uniquely to Fat Freddy's Drop? You're the guitarist, right? Yeah, cool. Or you just jamming, bro?
Honestly, I just try and pay homage as much as I can to what the music requires. And what's true to the music, but also just to be myself too. And I don't know what's... there's a few little classic sort of Seaway specials that are amongst every show that, you know, crowds enjoy. There's like a talk box moment, which is quite different. So that's quite a bit of fun.
That's cool.
And you see people in the crowd kind of trying to work out like how the hell is brother doing that? You know what I mean? So that's fun.
That's pretty cool. Now obviously you've got more shows performing, but what more can we look forward to
from Fat Freddy's? Is there anything coming up, or just this awesome ass tour?
Just big, big tour. I mean, we're hyped, eh? We're super excited. Like, so Ototahi this weekend, Auckland next weekend. It's been quite awesome to have like these sort of mini residencies, I guess, you know, three shows in
in
the same spot. It allows us to really settle in. And just kind of focus on the music, and that's been great. That's what we've been doing for every city so far.
Can I ask a question?
You're gone. This is my brother Ben.
Cameraman.
how are you feeling about some of the shows in Europe? Have you played in Europe before, and what are the fans like there, and how do you think it will go in Europe?
So I had a couple of Europe tours in that first year that I got asked to come in and, you know, join this thing full time, and that was pretty mind blowing for me. I hadn't ever been to Europe. I'd done some travel and stuff, but not like that. And you know, we're talking, you're playing three shows in sometimes three different countries, you know, like back to back. And so, you know, you hit your show, you have a shower, you get dressed, you get in your pajamas or whatever, you get on the tour bus. You have a little bit of a debrief on the tour bus, you go to sleep, you wake up in the next country, sound check, go walkies, do a show, rinse repeat, and it's like that for like 6 weeks over there. We go pretty hard. So it's the Europe crowds, man, they just froth Freddy's, eh? And like that blew me away, that first Europe tour in particular. We had like a mixture of festivals, like summer festies, and also like headline kind of club shows. And man, some of the numbers that Freddy's was doing was just like,
dude,
this is fucking crazy. Sorry, guys. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like,
crazy.
Man, we'd be playing some, the festies were, you know, you're talking what we do. We did like Boomtown Festival, and I think like the festival like numbers were like 70,000 or something. It was just like, damn, man,
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. But like the headline shows, like, man, we would be in, you know, in the middle of Germany in like Munich on a Monday night. So everyone's like going to work the next day. Planes are like a sold out crowd of like 7,000-8,000 people. And it's just like, what the hell? This is so whack. And so, you know, I think the other guys are kind of always, you know, appreciative and love going to Europe, but also probably a bit used to that because they've been doing that for 20 years, right? And building that sort of momentum for 20 years. But for me, it's like, damn. Like, I don't think that New Zealanders really realise the level at which the Bros shows. And it's not until you actually go over there and experience that Europe show that you're like, holy hecka, this is...
Big
this
shit.
Is the shit.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That's also cool to your perspective.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. A lot of punch me moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Straight up. Just like up there, like actually just like... Okay, no, no, cool.
Wow. Hectic. How does it
look like going on tour? You have a young son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does he come along or is he staying in Aotearoa?
So he's just turned 7, so, oh. You know... Kuda,
in school,
kuda is important, but also, I mean, I think it would be awesome for him to come on tour, you know, and see how it all goes. But also, it's a lot, you know, you're doing heaps of travel, it's big days, it's a lot of energy, and I reckon it would just be probably a bit much for a little fella.
Yeah.
That is
cool, though. Mm.
He's come around New Zealand and stuff, yeah. So he's witnessed that. And, I mean, I think when he was like 8 or 9 months old, he actually came on a Freddie summer tour that Toy was opening for.
No.
And so he was like, he's been kind of like on that journey for a while, which is choice.
Mm. Yeah, that is super cool.
Mm.
Do you, perchance, guys, have any would you reckon you'd come down to Otepoti anytime? Would love to have you in Dunedin, man. Oh, one day, surely.
We love Dunedin. I love Dunedin. It's great.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe one day. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I'll ask.
Do you have any advice, Conway, for any aspiring musical artists in New Zealand? Little kids, older kids, you know.
Yeah.
Wanting to jam hard.
Totally. I mean, just be passionate about it, you know. Don't stop what you're doing. Find like-minded individuals that are also passionate. find your crew. And if you have something that's working, don't stop, you know. Because so many people, because the music industry is hard. It's a hard game. And so I think there's... I think there's a lot of people out there that expect things to happen quickly because it happens quickly for some people.
Yeah.
But for some people, it takes a really long time.
Yeah.
And even if you don't get to, you know, I guess like you were saying, bro, that kind of point of like made it or whatever that is to whoever, at least you're still enjoying yourself and being creative along the way, you know?
It's important.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You know, let's say you're really passionate about music and... You know, throughout your 20s and your 30s, you're just going humdies and then you just give up because I didn't make it or whatever. Yeah. And then maybe, I'd say there'd be heaps of people there that would have done that and then in their 50s, 60s or whatever, they go, shit, why did I stop doing that? You know, it's not just about people's perception of what you do in your art. I think it's also about fulfilling something in here.
For sure. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Sure.
Now, thank you so much for chatting with me. Thank you for your time and your perspective and your words. It's been such a pleasure to meet you, Conway.
Oh,
yeah, dude, thank you. And good luck for tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Thank
you. Yeah, and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah,
be sick. Thank you so much.
Go.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool experience, not going to lie. I was pooping my pants a little bit, but he was... the most wonderful soul to talk to. So humble and inspiring and, pretty in awe. And damn, they played very well, I have to say. Very good boogie. All right, up next.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.